At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Today, we check back in with Peter Janik about the upcoming 53rd annual Frank Snyder Jr. Memorial Muskie Tournament. Because believe it or not, the deadline to register is just a few days away. And when we're talking about the Frank Snyder, well, that means September's just around the corner and fall is on the way. So Bro Brosdell's got some fall fishing tips, too. It's all coming up.
If I had a bar for every time my line got stuck, well, then I'd probably have enough for a brand new pickup truck. And I'm probably gonna need it. My luck is gonna change, I can feel it.
Paul Bunyan.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Once again, we're checking in with Peter Janik. He is the chair of this year's Frank Snyder Jr. Memorial Muskie Tournament, sponsored by the Twin Cities Chapter of Muskies, Inc. And I've lost track. How many years in a row is this we've done this tournament now, Peter?
This is the 53rd year of the tournament.
That's a long run.
It's a long run, and it's been a really good run.
Has that tournament always been up here in our area?
Yes, it has. It's from its inception, it's taken place in the general area where we have it now. But during the course of time, the number of lakes and the geographic region has expanded. So it started out in the Walker area and then expanded with time.
Okay. And, of course, we're bringing you back on because a lot of people are used to having much more time to get registered to this event, but we need to make it clear to people the deadline to register is much sooner this year. It's coming up Monday, August 31st.
That's right. So, yep, we're here to raise the awareness of that, and hopefully the people that want to join us will get the message and register on time.
So is there a specific reason why we need to get that registration done sooner this year?
Part of it was the COVID, just to try to manage the entries, since we're trying to limit the amount of person-to-person contact. Typically, the last week or the final opportunity to register was in person, and we didn't want that to take place. So that's one of the main reasons that we have an earlier deadline.
Okay, and again, it's Monday, August 31st. Best way to get registered, Peter?
Best way to get registered is visit the Twin Cities Muskies, Inc. Website, and then there's a link at the website that'll take you to the Frank Snyder registration.
Okay, you just take care of everything right then and there, and you'll be good to go.
Yes, you can choose your contestant option, meaning we have a two-day and a three-day option. Then there's options for a single adult, as well as family and junior contestants. So all that can be taken care of on the website. We also offer up a few items for purchase, a T-shirt, hat, and then importantly, we are trying to raise a little more money this year through a raffle that we have that you can get in on when you register.
I'm assuming there's several prizes with that raffle?
Yeah, we have some really nice prizes. The main one is a stay at Vermilion Dam Lodge on Lake Vermilion. We have Sims rain gear, some really nice high-end custom lures, along with other items. And I want to also mention that if you're not partaking in the tournament, we do have on our website an option for people who just want to buy raffle tickets. They can do so. So if you, for whatever reason, can't make the tournament and would like to participate in the raffle, help us out with the fundraiser, that option is available for non-contestants at the website.
I think another good reason to have the registration in a little early this year, you're going app-based. You've always been a photo release event, but you're going app-based this year. It probably would behoove people to spend a little time with that app in advance and figure out how it works.
That's correct. So when you register online, it should also prompt you for registering for the app if you haven't already done so. And then within the app, we have what's called a test tournament that allows people to use the app and simulate registering a fish as part of the actual tournament. So that's a positive feature that we have with the app, allowing people to practice beforehand.
It's great that with apps and modern technology, we can continue to have a very important fundraising tournament, even though we're supposed to limit our contact with each other. It does take away a lot of the fun of the dinners and the banquets and things like that. I'm assuming there's no gathering together whatsoever at the tournament this year.
There's no official gathering. We are having an awards presentation, but we're doing that as virtual-based as we can and social distance. We have a grand prize drawing, and we're asking people to show up at the Northern Lights Casino, all eligible contestants that have caught a 40-inch muskie or larger. Will be asked to show up at the parking lot and remain in their cars until the drawing is over, and three individuals will get a split of the grand prize. But as you mentioned, the award event or presentation is social distance, and we're not having any single gathering for that.
Okay. So the nuts and bolts of the tournament, again, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You also have a two-day option for those who can't get there till the weekend, so Saturday, Sunday. How many lakes? And I believe you're doing the zones again, correct?
We have six zones that we defined together with the DNR to help prevent the spread of invasive species, aquatic. Then we have 20 plus lakes and a few rivers included. So we have a lot of lakes to choose from. You know, something that should appeal to every muskie angler is out there across those 20 lakes and rivers.
Peter Janik is the tournament chair of the 53rd annual Frank Stander Jr. Memorial Muskie Tournament coming September 11th, 12th, and 13th to Paul Bunyan Country. We'll have more details with Peter next. This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Welcome back to Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Again, the registration deadline for the 53rd annual Frank Stander Jr. Memorial Muskie Tournament is Monday, August 31st. We just got a few more days to register. We're talking with Peter Janik, who's the tournament chair. And Peter, once you're in a zone, once you choose the zone you want to be in, that's it. You do not have the option to slide over to another zone or change zones once the tournament starts. You have to think long and hard and make that what you perceive to be the best choice.
That's correct. Once you choose the zone, you're locked in that zone or those group of lakes that are defined in that zone.
And for some people, they'll want to be choosing where they can catch the most fish. Others might be willing to give up the most fish for maybe the biggest couple of fish, so whatever they think will make them get the most inches, correct?
Yes, there's a number of tournament strategies trying to get numbers of perhaps lower length fish versus trying to catch a few larger ones. But in the past, usually the top contestant has managed to catch, something that has approached 50 inches in the group of fish that they have caught. So, but everyone has a strategy. Everybody has a pattern that they might try to lock into and try to unlock, so to speak, and try to win the tournament.
Okay. Now there is an award for actually winning the tournament. There's an award for biggest fish. I think there's other categories, but to win a piece of that grand prize, all you have to do is qualify by getting a fish 40 or bigger.
That's correct.
Okay.
Each person that catches a eligible or qualified fish for registration is eligible for the drawing. And each person, regardless of how many fish they catch and register, are only eligible for one entry in the drawing. So it's quite unique that we have a pool of anglers that will be eligible for that grand prize. And as I mentioned, it's actually a grand prize cash, and that cash will be split three ways, meaning by three of the eligible anglers that have qualified for the drawing.
How many people have registered for the tournament thus far?
We're pushing about 300 contestants up to this point, and hopefully the numbers will surge up as the deadline approaches here.
Now, how many of the tournament anglers are typically from the Twin Cities chapter, and how many are from just muskie anglers all over the state or upper Midwest?
I don't know the exact demographics, but I believe up to about half the contestants are from the tournament region. And then the other half are spread out across the state of Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin. We have some contestants that come in each year from South Dakota, so they make up the bulk of the remaining 50%. But yes, the local angling, muskie angling population or anglers in that region do make up a large percentage of the contestants.
All right. And it's a great tournament. It's been going on a long time. It's certainly welcomed with open arms by most of the anglers up in our neck of the woods that I'm aware of, and I know a lot of them that fish it. It's going to go, I'm sure, real well this year. It's going to be real interesting to see how it plays out using an app. I've seen a few tournaments already use apps to great success. So I think that'll be an interesting thing. Now, one of the questions I have, does this app then stay updated as the tournament goes along, people able to see who's leading and all that stuff?
Yes, there'll be a live leaderboard right on the app that people can look at and see, how the tournament is progressing. We are also intending on putting a live leaderboard on our website also for people that don't have the app and that are not part of the tournament to follow how the tournament's progressing. So
very
that will be available also. But yes, the app has that, gives you that the ability to see how the tournament is progressing with a live leaderboard.
I was talking to somebody in another app-based tournament earlier this year, and it just hit me that until we had the apps, competitive fishing was the only activity or sport where you don't know the score until the end. You don't know if you're behind by two or you're ahead by two. You don't know. And now you can keep track, and that might change your approach a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, there's been some good scenarios in the past years where, because contestants were able to know where they stood, there was a extra sense of urgency And then I believe it was in 2016, we actually had two boats with contestants that were familiar with each other, angling friends that were watching each other kind of jockey for a top position over the last 2 days. So that was exciting, and hearing those anglers describe the ebb and flow of who was at first place over a course of time was pretty interesting and fun to hear.
All right, Peter, is there anything else you want to make sure people know before the deadline passes on Monday?
Just visit the Twin Cities website. There is, up until that day, you can still mail in your entry form as well. And then there's a few locations where people can register live or in person. And those are at Reed Sporting Goods, One Stop in Longville, and then Thornton Brothers in the Twin Cities. But for all of those options, as we mentioned, the deadline will be August 31st, this coming Monday.
All right. Peter Janik is the chair of the 53rd Annual Frank Schneider Jr. Memorial Muskie Tournament, sponsored by Muskies, Inc., Twin Cities chapter of Muskies, Inc. Again, the deadline is Monday, August 31st. The tournament will be the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, and we will check back in with Peter after that and get a recap of the tournament and how everything went. Peter, as always, thanks for taking some time today, and I think it's going to be a great tournament.
Yeah, thanks, and thanks for having me again, and we invite all muskie anglers to join us.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Well, we're talking about the Frank Schneider Jr. Memorial Muskie Tournament, which means fall is on the way, and yeah, Tuesday, it's September. So let's check in with Brian Brobrosdahl and talk fall fishing. And bro, fall can be a beautiful time of year. It can also be a brutally cold time of year. We never know in the North Country, but we do know it's one of the best times of year to catch walleye.
Oh, absolutely. This is a great time. Walleye's put on the feed bag this time of year. They're fattening up for wintertime, and it's just great because the fish are hitting.
Fish are hitting. They oftentimes are among the biggest fish you're going to see in the entire year.
Oh, the real big ones come out to play this time of year, and they all weigh more. They're girthy and healthy, and it's awesome. And you have a true chance at a true trophy this time of year. They bite, and they're going to weigh the most. So if you're out for a big fish, this is the time to catch it.
School's back in session. Football season's underway. Hunting seasons are underway. That tends to mean the lake is a little bit more wide open for those who want to get out on the water.
Oh, absolutely. And right now, plastics will work. Smelt minnows on a slurp head jigged aggressively in the surviving weeds. Fish love to eat those plastics. It triggers them. Small fish, you go on numbers. Puppet minnows. Northland tackle, jigged aggressively, will trigger the bites, perch patterns, blue chub, all that stuff works good, and it gets a lot of numbers of smaller fish, and then, you know, the live bait, large minnows work exceptionally well. They get harder to get, but the minnows last longer because it's cooler. Keep them in an aerated bucket, like a big Frabel bucket works really well, and hook them on a roach rig, Super Glow hook, Rock Runner bottom bouncer, and a 6 foot lead works really well. Some cases longer, some cases shorter. If you're getting tangled or the minnows are running you under stuff, go with a shorter leader. There's times I've used them 2.5 to 3 feet long in obstructed areas. Jigging a minnow, that's the best part. Jigging a minnow comes back into play, and it is by far my favorite way to fish. I hear a lot of people love fishing with a jig and a minnow. Feel the bite, set the hook, and it's a simple way to go.
The other thing that makes life easier as fall wears on, is especially if you're willing to go out there when it's cooler with where your multiple layers is, you know, walleyes are weed-relating creatures. There's fewer and fewer weeds that are still alive. It's easier to figure out where they're going to be.
Oh, absolutely. And there's, you know, this is the time to find the greenest weeds, but you know, they're dying off, and there's a lot of dead weeds all over the place, but they will be in the weeds. The weeds that face the deepest, steepest breaks, healthy, tall weeds with good plume, they'll be on the edges. And sometimes the weeds where they stratify, where there's a good weed line, but there's some weeds that grow out a little farther. But a lot of times the biggest walleyes will be on the deepest edge that you can find. And just awesome. Any place that's got a break or, you know, riverbeds, old riverbeds and channels on a lot of our lakes come into play. And finding these edges works really well. Rocks near the weeds. And shoreline connected points start becoming players. And what I mean by shoreline connected points, not just small points. Some of these shoreline connected points might go out on the lake 3 miles on big lakes like Winnie, Leech, Cass. These are large spots, Bemidji. Some of them go all the way across the lake. But the fish return to these areas, and, you know, in the past it was mostly deep water, but now it's becoming a weed bed bite, and clam beds, any kind of structure works really well. And with the advent of Lake Master, the A spots get hit a lot. Sometimes the B spots are good. Inside turns and points in windswept areas become hot again.
Bro, there, you know, most lakes are great this time of year, no question about it. Are there any in particular that stand out as really good fall lakes?
Well, actually, Bemidji's awesome. Leech Lake, Walker Bay, and then, of course, Winnie. Winnie is quietly catches some of the biggest fish of the area. I've seen quite a few fish in that 8 to 9 pound range coming out of there. The slot works. It takes a long time. The fish are super old, but they're some of the girthiest, largest fish you'll find. And it seems like when fall comes around, we catch some real big ones on the really, you know, defined structures. And there are some smaller lakes that kick out some giant fish. Of course, I can't say. I'll be out there, and you'll find me. there's some amazing spots to catch fish, and a lot of our lakes are lakes that at one point in time were a river or are a source to river or just part of a river chain. All these lakes are really good, and some of the deeper lakes go later. You know, in the fall, the shallower ones seem to go faster. So find the bite that's happening in Leech's earlier peaker, and then Walker goes after. Cass Lake's a deeper lake, so it takes a little bit of time. But Cass Lake is a lake that doesn't have a lot of vegetation, but where it does, it's bounty. And the late fall tournaments on Cass become a weed bite. Everybody in the past used to probe the deep water. Well, all the winners are coming out of super shallow weeds, and it just goes to show you that how important vegetation is to walleyes. It's not just bass that live in the weeds. I think walleyes live in the weeds just as much.
What are the two or three things I absolutely better have with me if I'm going fall fishing?
Going fall fishing, you want to have fireball jigs. RZ jigs are very important. Fireball jig is a short shank, so you can fish it in rocks, and then have a stinger hook. Use a large rainbow or a shiner, and leave the stinger hook hang loose for the short strikes. You want to make sure that RZ jigs also, if you can get shiners, you double hook them. And then a roach rig, dragging live minnows. If you can't get creek chubs or red tails, drag a sucker minnow or a large shiner. Works really well. And if you could find leeches, if you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, get big leeches. I'll have them. I always save them from springtime. And probably started out with several pounds to get down to about a half a pound in the fall. But the walleyes just destroy them. And you have to change the water a lot, and you have to pull the dead ones out. But if you make it till fall, it's worth it.
Okay. Bro's Doll talking fall fishing with us, one of the best times of year to go fishing. And, bro, if we want to go fishing with you this fall or any other season for that matter, how can we get a hold of you and get something started?
Just look me up at brosguideservice.com or Facebook me.
Bro, we appreciate your time. Thanks much.
Thanks for having me. Fishing, Paul Bunyan,
country, country. At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans. Because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.